White, St. Helena, California, January 15, 1906. J.E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. My dear son, Edson. In the night season, I was given warnings regarding you. Warn your son, Edson, my instructor said, not to go to any man in Battle Creek for wisdom. For the soil of his heart is prepared to receive the seed, which if sown there will endanger his soul. Long has his mind been in that condition, where he will be easily turned away from right and truth. The enemy desires him, that he may sift him as wheat. I cannot sleep, Edson. I plead with you, if you have any love for your soul, keep away from Battle Creek. Seek your counsel from God, and make thorough work to set your own house in order. I have arisen at 11 o'clock to write these things to you. Professor Tenney, brother to Tenney, wrote to me for counsel about going to Battle Creek to see if he could not persuade his brother to leave that place. I advised him as I advise you, keep away from Battle Creek. There are seductive influences at work there, which your mind in its present state is not fitted to discern. You need to place your feet on the right platform. Frank Belden is lost in the fog through this influence. He knows not what is truth and righteousness. How to gain a fitness for eternal life is a matter that is very indistinct in his mind. If there is not a very decided change in his character, he will be lost. You yourself have been in a very uncertain position. I plead with you to keep away from Battle Creek. I beseech you, for Christ's sake, to heed these words. I have written you several letters, but have been reluctant to send them, for I have not had courage to believe that what I would write would be a help or blessing to you. I think of your course of action at Berrien Springs, and since that time, and a hopelessness comes over my soul. I lay aside what I have written and ask myself, what is the use? He will not understand. So letters have been written, but never mailed. I no longer write letters explaining my position and work. If my works and books do not place me in the right position in the minds of my brethren, all that I might write in letters would not affect anything at all. I am putting my trust in God alone. I cannot take a very cheerful view of matters as they now appear, but I have placed my case in the hand of one who knows, who understands. I will be faithful in giving warnings to those whom I can help. No renewed heart will keep renewed without a constant supply of divine grace. No person, whatever his experience, will stay converted unless he pursues a course of constant watchfulness, humbling his soul before God. The simple heart puts its trust in God and walks in all humility of mind before Him. Unless we hold fast to God, and God holds fast to us, we shall fall into the snare of self-confidence. How long would Paul have remained a faithful apostle, had not his whole faith been placed in the power of God through faith? I live, yet not I, explained the modest old hero, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. Galatians 2, verse 20. So fight I, he said again, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body under, lest having preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 26-27. Paul was ever on the watch lest evil propensities should get the better of him. He guarded well his appetites and passions and evil propensities. We are living in a time when, if we do not understand ourselves, we shall lose our bearings. It means much to keep the heart with all diligence, to keep the arm of resolution ever braced against temptation. Keep a watch on your old habits. Guard the unruly tongue. Dig deep and lay your foundation sure. God is rich in resources, but He has provided only one plan of salvation. Other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Christ Jesus.